Pashtus, the Asad Shittas, but the Pashtus is that you have to demonstrate to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and you say, B'schus, the Mokam Kodesh, and there's a tzaddik buried here. Number two, the tzaddik, this is a problem. Not everyone says the problem, the Pashtus says it's a shtickle problem. She more than a shtickle. Still, they say, you mustn't daven to the tzaddik. You're davening because it's a Mokam Kodesh. Davening to Mokam Kodesh. And the Maisa, the neshama of the tzaddik is mishoited the whole time, back to down, up and down, up and down. He's got koyach to be mal at tefillah. The guf of the tzaddik remains a merkava for the shechina even after the petiris of tzaddik. The cave of a tzaddik is a simon of tchis ames. Person can feel kedusha by the thing of a tzaddik, by the cave of a tzaddik, which you can. There's certain kibri tzaddikim who just said, you just told me that these goyim came and they felt energy by the Rashbi. Rabbi Sizeski told me that he took the one of these go to the Eastern Europe trips and Pesach Ben Zmanim said that they couldn't get them away from the cave of the Neumann Melech. He said they were all exhausted. He gave them 5 minutes. He said 35 minutes later he had to tear them away. So that is a simon. But that itself is a simon of Tchias Amesim. When you see the goof of a goy, a dead goy, you see clearly that's the end. You see the goof of a tzaddik, the cave of the tzaddik that has still got kedusha to it, is that goof of a simon of Tchias Amesim. It's like the same at the Beis Hamikdash. That the fact that even the Bais Bechorbonoi, you still got the Koisel and you still got these places, that itself, you see the Nehira, you see the masses of people by the Koisel, that's the biggest riot that the Beis Hamikdash is going to get rebuilt. You don't need a bigger riot than that. After all these years, there's a Nehira of people, there's life going on over there. Life going on down there, that's Mamash Bechin of Tchias Amesim. Cave of a tzaddik is the biggest simon for Tchias Amesim, because you see there's life over there, because there's a chelak of his neshama still there. In Tchias Amesim, a person's going to get up with a goof. So that bechino, that the goof of a tzaddik stays noki, stays clean, it doesn't decompose. There's no tumas meis, there's no kibrei tzaddikim. That itself is the biggest chus of Tchias Amesim. Tchias Amesim means that even if a person's chas v'shalom is tzar can be so bad that he needs a Tchias Amesim, the kibbutz tzaddikin can be part of such a thing as well. The ayin, it's got to a stage of ayin, Yavai Ezri. Munah Tchias Amesim is a munah that nothing Yiddishkeit comes, nothing Yiddishkeit to the end. Ayin is the end, there's always a new haskalah after that. Emunah Tchias Amesim, because that is Nitzchis. In other words, Be'etzim Ayid, you can't. Ayid that dies is a big steer to Nitzchis. It's a big steer to Nitzchis. Holy Nam Misa. That's why the parashias for the Obis die always called Chai. Chai Zorah Vayechi. Because Be'etzim is a steer to Nitzchis. Now the whole part of Tchias Amesim is that Hagufa, that's Faked, that is the Nitzchis. That even if he reaches the darga where his ayin, where his ois, doesn't matter, it's not going to stop there, it's going to forget. The more ois that it is, the more chiddush, the more it's going to be nishadish. Tzadik, you see this little chayim. So any matzav a yid is, even if a matzav, he'd reached a matzav where al eres devoy, he feels there's no yeshua, and he goes to the cave of a tzadik, he can feel that even in this mokum, which is a mokum amis, he feels so much chiyas, so he can get out of his tzor, it helps him get out of his tzor. Things, and Nitzchias, the thing doesn't change. Olam Hazah, everything's changing the whole time because it's not an Olam HaNitzchi. There's no Olam HaNitzchi, everything's changing the whole time. Achlat Zmanim, Shana Etim. Something that's Nitzchi doesn't change. Torah doesn't change. So the thing that changes when a person dies, by a cave of a tzaddik, see the same thing. Other rabbi, he can even be dobek. The Zohar says he dobek to the tzaddik more after the petira than when he's alive. He's more alive after he's not alive. Isn't that the biggest ra'ah of Tchias HaMeisim? The tzaddik is more on the Indian of Tchias HaMeisim. That's why the whole Sefer Bereishis finishes by Yisim Ba'oran B'Mitzrayim. Yosef is the tzaddik, Yosef a tzaddik. And an Oran, you only put somebody in an Oran, in the closet, because you're storing him away. That's why you put him in the closet. The Yisim Ba'oran B'Mitzrayim, the tzaddik, is the Moira Nitzchis. Yom Kippurim, if you hold it too much on Yom Kippurim, it's Mechapim Eli Tshuva. So how can something work without Tshuva? It's a simon that he has a complete new Aschala. Tshuva means going back. Yom Kippur is a koyach that a person has a completely new Aschala. He's not going back anywhere. Even if there's nowhere to go back to. It's like a Mechinas Tchis HaMeisim. That's the koyach of Yom Kippur, that it's mechaper even if you want shitta, aflein and shofen. Simon, it's almost shviya mechaper. Rosh Hashanah is a zman of tshuva. Somebody who's not zoicha, get a kapara on Yom Kippur, because it's a totally new aschala. That's like a tchis amazing. Yom Kippur can be toil a totally new aschala. Whatever's gone, whatever's lost is lost, but it's still a totally new aschala. That's to the koyach of the tzaddik, the koyach of you can be poil for Kvali Yisrael, a totally new Aschala. All that is shaykh to the whole Indian of Tchis HaMeisim. The Rashbi's son, Reb Lazar, like one says in Bob Metzia, that he stayed in Aliyah for 18 years, over 18 years, he wasn't alive. And he stayed in Aliyah. The Rashbi's son, Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon. Why are the Indian also? All these Indianim are the Indian of the Chayim Nachamos. Movis is only, Misa is only in order to make a new Aschala. The Kodesh Kadoshim is the Mokam where the Eben Shesiyah was. Everything was built in the Eben Shesiyah was the Kodesh Kadoshim. Shememen and Mushtas, the whole world. Eben Shesiya, that and that mokum, the Eben Shesiya, that's the mokum where you have a completely new Aschala. That's in the Kodesh Kadoshim. Gives you a totally new person. Kippur is one of Tchis HaMeisim. That's the whole Indian of Mikveh as well. You come out a different person. You go into a mokum where you have no chiyas, and you come out a live person. Stream went underwater, they didn't come out. The Yitoibos, the Kippers, is that matzah. The Fagesh and his Gaia is Kakotash and Oila Domi, and again he's a Tvila. The Gaia is Toibel, so he comes out a different person. The Gesh and his Gaia, Kakotash and Oila, he comes out like Kakotash and Oila Domi. I told you the Balatanya says that Erev Yom Kippur, you should be Toibel three times like a Gaia. Erev Yom Kippur, you like him coming like a Gaia, totally new Aschala. That's a bechina of Tchis
HaMeisim.
Yeah. Yeah. There, there was the same thing. There was Zer Laharag Laharag Lahashved, and Yom Kippurim is Kippurim. The koyach of Tchis HaMeisim, Etzem and Purim also was Tchis. It was Zer Laharag Lahashved Lahavei. It's called Yehudim. They came out, in other words, they got to a darga of Ein Mamish. And they turned that around, that comes to the koyach of Yom Kippur and Kippur. The kapara for the Chet HaEgel came out of the Luchos Nisan and Yom Kippur. Rabban Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, he's going to destroy Klal Yisrael, and then he's going to rebuild Klal Yisrael from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's toil that the inyan of destroying Klal Yisrael stays, but instead of rebuilding Klal Yisrael from Moshe, Moshe then rebuild Klal Yisrael from Inei Obey from Klal Yisrael. That you need the koyach of Yom Kippur. You can to rebuild Minei Obey after it's Vachala Oysom, that comes to the Koyach of Yom Kippur. Totally new laid of Klal Yisrael, that's shayach to the Kodesh Kadosh. Shebenuchas the point in the Kodesh Kadosh. That's the helix of Mokim. The helix of Mokim that you can't stop the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. And going into the mikveh is like you're going back into the womb. Come out of Habayah Kadosh. That's the Klal Yisrael of Mokim. Shaman, but the closest that can come on is that you come out and do a totally new person. Every tumor has to do with Misa. If a tumor is tumor space, every tumor somehow is nimshach from Misa. Mikra's metaya from tumor. Mikra's metaya from tumor. So Enachnami Mikra's not metaya from tumor space. Need hazor of the paraduma. But every tumor of etzem comes from has shaychus to the Indian of Misa. Tumor's carry is a Misa. Roya Kerry, he killed a potential soul. It's a type of misa. So the person goes into, but that's why the first Mishnah in Yuba talks about the coins, Roya Kerry. You have to have another coin because you have to the whole thought of Yom Kippurim is to bring back the misa l'chaim. Bring back the misa l'chaim. Person after Yom Kippur comes out, Mamsha Kotin Shnei Ladon. That might be why the Kruvim are faces of a baby. Kruvim are faces of a baby. So that's the mocking when a person becomes a baby. Mocking when a person can start all over again.
So the person doesn't always have the koyach to do that. You can't go into the Kodesh Kodesh whenever you want.
Now, as a person could do tshuva, but the Indian of going back mamish to anoila, that's it, suma shaliyah, and that's got to do with certain. A person doesn't always get that koich to do that. Chosen biyam chuposoy, like also that type of thing, is also like a kodesh shaliyah. There are certain days where there's a tsuma shel yom. That's almost the way it says that one of the clippers, there's so many clippers of Amalek, it's amazing how that person existed with so many clippers. The one of the clippers of Amalek is that your matzav now, that's your matzav. In other words, you can't go on. Korcha baderech, you can't carry on going on the derech. This is your matzav now, v'zeu. So it's dafka the clip of Amalek is when it's the schadish the klal Yisrael as a kapor like Yom Kippur. I think they say that when the Eden crossed the Yam Suf, that was like a mikveh for them. But they were in the schadish again. Mitzrayim was shoyim the guf. The feed the shit of the Mitzrayim, you can't be the schadish. Stay who you are, and then they mummify the goof, and that's it. You stay who you are. So when the guy dies, that's it. He stays what he is. He can't be the chadash or anything anymore. Eid can be totally the chadash. The Holocaust is finished. We're starting all over again. And he mummish started all over again. Mamish from the beginning of, he took all children together. That's what he did. He rebuilt Klal Yisrael from the beginning. He gave his socks to a Yiddish girl. A Bas Yisrael has to go with socks. Who's chaff? The Holocaust has just finished. The Bas Yisrael's got to wear socks. That's what he's got in mind now. That's the Nakuda. Let's start all over again. I told you the Vod of Yehuda, the Kotzka, the Vod of Yehuda. You know the Vod Ari, the Kotzka Vod. Kotzka says that the Medrash says after the Mechiras Yosef, Yehuda. Everybody, Reuben was Yosef Basaka Batanis, Yosef Basaka, Yaakov Basaka, the Wolves of Brochen, and Yehuda's looking for a Shidduch. From there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Boyer and the Irish of Mashiach. From Yehuda, Bechor Yehuda was doing the least good thing. Everybody was sitting Basaka Batanis, perhaps Yehuda's looking for a Shidduch. The Pshad is Yehuda came to such a Yiyush, because he was responsible for the whole Bechir's Yosef, get into such a yush that it says you're going to start all the way from the beginning now. The first mitzvah in the Torah is Puru Revu. So you're going to start all the way from the beginning. So he's Yehuda, and that's where Mashiach's going to come. Mashiach's going to be a new Havaya. It says the Chevle Mashiach. The Mashiach is the Chevle Mashiach. It's compared to a pregnancy. And Klal Yisrael is going to be reborn again when Mashiach comes. That Koyach came from Yehuda, who says we're going to start from all over again. He could be Mashiach's Kedah. Everybody else was kilu krechzi doing tshuva, and he came to a darga that's higher than tshuva, that we're starting all over again. That's a darga higher than tshuva. Dovid HaMelech was born a nefel. Dovid HaMelech was supposed to be a nefel. Well, the Marisha gave him shonen. In other words, everything that Dovid HaMelech had came from kilu, came from being reborn. That's him, he was a nefel.